The Dad, 1914. The story. The Dad begins with an after-Christmas dinner party at the house of two old unmarried sisters, Miss Kate and Miss Julia Morgan, who are also the aunts of the protagonist, Gabriel Conroy. Gabriel goes to the party with his wife, Greta, and the guests are a sort of microcosm of contemporary Ireland and its traditions, with each guest representing different generations' religious beliefs. They include both Catholic and Protestants, and political tendencies. Gabriel isn't aware of his inadequacy in personal relationships. He feels self-confident, particularly after his speech at the party, which he considers a great success. And on his way back to the hotel, he remembers the best moment of his married life, and he feels desire for his wife, Greta. However, when they reach their hotel room, he realizes that she's crying. At the end of the party, she had a sad epiphany, a revelation related to her past. Listening to an old Irish song sung by one of the guests, she remembered her first and perhaps only true love, Michael Fury, and she realizes he thinks he died for her. On hearing this desperate and passionate story, Gabriel has his own epiphany. When Greta falls asleep, he looks outside the window, where the snow is falling. He realizes the insignificance both of his own life and of those around him. They will all fade and die and be forgotten, buried by the snow that continues to fall. Features and themes. The Dad is the last story in Dubliners and can be considered a culmination of the feeling of stagnation, which characterizes the spiritual life of the city and pervades the atmosphere of all 15 stories. It combines all the categories of the other stories, childhood, adolescence, mature life, public life, married life, and unifies them in their spiritual paralysis. Although The Dad can be still considered quite realistic from the way it gives detailed descriptions of people and settings, it's also highly symbolic. The names of the characters carry a symbolic meaning. Gabriel, for example, is also the name of the archangel who sounds the trumpet of the Last Judgment. The party takes place around the 6th of January. Another aspect which foreshadows Joyce's more experimental writings is the way the writer gives us a picture of the inner thoughts and feelings of the characters. Gabriel's final thoughts at the end of The Dad are in fact one of Joyce's first uses of indirect interior monologue. During the story, through our access to his thoughts, we are constantly made to feel Gabriel's apartness from the other dinner guests, who he considers his intellectual and cultural inferiors, and whose level of conversation embarrasses him. However, at the end, Gabriel too receives an awakening which makes him reflect on his own complacency. The central event of the story is Greta's epiphany, which leads to Gabriel's own epiphany at the end. On the surface, it's almost nothing. Greta stops for a moment on the stairs when she hears a song from her past, but in stopping, it's as though time itself has stopped, or that she has stepped outside of time and returned to her lost youth. This epiphany is reflected through Gabriel's own gaze as he watches her from the bottom of the stairs. In this sense, it's an epiphany for him too, in which he sees his wife as though she were a figure in a painting, a woman he never really knew. The auditory epiphany of Greta consults with Gabriel's visual epiphany. But Joyce goes even further. In the final scene, after Greta tells the story of Michael Fury, Gabriel looks out of the window at the falling snow and reflects on the ultimate insignificance of even the most intense moments of existence, which fade, like all the rest, into oblivion.